This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Let's go back now to the memorial service for Nelson Mandela, which has concluded in South Africa. NPR's Gregory Warner is there. He's been talking with us throughout the morning, and let's go to him on the line once again. Gregory, I gather it's been a wet but emotional day.
Very, very wet, Steve. The rain has been coming down all morning, and that's probably accounted for the slightly fewer people than were expected. But, I mean, at least 50,000 people did show up, and the people that came were dancing, they were singing in the rain, they were holding umbrellas, they were sharing umbrellas, and they were there for the memorial. I spoke to one young man, and he said, the rain on a memorial is a blessing.
When there's a funeral, when you say goodbye to someone and it rains,
yeah,
it's the purest sign. It's meant to rain.
Really? Is that true?
The heavens are opening, absolutely.
Heavens opening.
Heavens are opening for Mandela today.
And, other people said to me, look, Mandela did 27 years in prison. I can do a day in the rain for him.
There must be a lot of young people who were at a ceremony like this, people who are so young that they would not even have remembered, say, Nelson Mandela's release more than 20 years ago.
Absolutely. I ran into a family. It was interesting. It was the grandmother, the mother, and the daughter were there. The mother remembered very well when she was 20 years old, and Mandela came to that very same stadium to give that famous speech when he was released from the prison, that speech that urged reconciliation. Her daughter, though, is a teenager now, and didn't remember any of that. So she had brought along her daughter to have some kind of connection, and then I spoke to her daughter, whose name is Nell.
And so
a lot of the things that we get to experience today are because of him, and I just, even though we never really had him with babies when he was the president, so now is really our time to say thank you for all that you've done.
So a dramatic moment, Gregory Warner.
Very, very dramatic, very emotional, and very cold. But look, it's just the first day of this week-long farewell, which continues into Pretoria and then ends on Sunday with Mr. Mandela's funeral in his ancestral village of Kunu.
Okay, Gregory, thanks very much. That's NPR's Gregory Warner in South Africa.